Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Tes Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new simon, Simon Shin Samach Beis. This simon deals with Eze Mechitza Kuruya Mechitza, what type of an enclosure halachically meets the definition of being a mechitza that you are allowed to letaltil, to go and carry within this area. The Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. Kol mechitza shelo nasis lo du besocha. If you have a mechitza that's not made for dwelling purposes, what would be a reason you'd make an enclosure not for dwelling purposes? So he gives three examples. Elo litznius, for example, you're using for privacy purposes, for modesty purposes, such as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Aleph. Kigon mechitza sheosin lanuach shom l'shaw. Mechitza is enclosing an area that workers are using it for a short period of time. For example, chotzei v'avonim, people that cut out stone from a quarry, they use stone, or habanoim, or build. Or the Sha'ochlin, the Odim Shom, people are eating over there, are standing over there, Shom, Lashaw, Betzneya, just to relax for a little bit for a short period of time. In these situations, the Ein Zeh Mechitza Zdira, the purpose isn't for living purposes, Ela Mechitza Satznias, the whole purpose of this is to have some modesty, some privacy. Or alternatively, O Lishmor Mashi Yitnu Besocha, or this area is being used as a storage area, for example. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Beis, Shasuya Laniach Shomperos, you're going to put in this enclosure fruits or the kalim or some sorts of utensils, the chayosiben, or anything similar to this. And he says, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, if you look in the Dibur HaMaskul, the Bir Halacha, O Lishmor Mashi Yitnu Besocha, so the Chafetz Chaim brings down, Vinei Lefi Zeh Lechor, he says, on first blush over here, this looks like a enclosure, binyan sheosim lahachnas from tvua o shar schoros, that you're putting in there wheat or other types over there of merchandise. And something like a machson, he calls it a magazine, which in the Tirgum number one, it's a machson, a storage area. So imhu yosim I beis sosayim dino kekarpef. So this is a area that's larger than a beis sosayim. So we've discussed this previously, has the halachic status over here of a karpaf, kivin she'ein osu irak lishmor v'lo lo dubur, because it doesn't have a dwelling purpose, it's protecting what you put inside over there. And the Chafetz Chaim continues and has a long discussion about this Ayin Shom. In any event, the Chaber continues, another usage over here that's not for dira purposes would be Olei Shev Bo Kidei Lishmor Hasados, or people are going and using it as a watch area, and they enclose an area there for a watchman to go and stay there. So that's not also, under normal circumstances, called living purposes. Although the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masku Kidei Lishmor Hasados does bring down from the Bach, and it's brought down the El Yerab and the Sefer Shabbos as well, that Im Hashomer Yoshev Bo Yom V'Layla, if in fact this watchman over there is going to stay there for a very long period of time, he's staying there day at night, he's not going back to his house. Ain't a holech lolun bebei. So then hu bichlal diras adam. Then it does have the halachic status over here of a dira that a person is living in, and then it's not for tznius purposes or for just short term usage, but it would be mukaf ladira. And therefore, in these situations that we're describing, the Mechaber tells us, he mechitza, it does have the halachic status over here of a mechitza, which means in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel, he explains, Rotsu lomar, shayidei hekef ha-mechitza, mutar letaltel, bechol toch shetach ha-mechitza, you're allowed to carry within this entire enclosure, unless in meineno yosim beis hasayim, but if it's more than a beis hasayim, you wouldn't be allowed to, because of the gzera that we brought down previously, if an area is not mukof ledira, and it's greater than a beis hasayim, we're concerned it's too confusing, it looks too much like a rishus harabim, you come to carry within it. If you'll then carry within this area, you'll carry within Rishus HaRabim as well. So therefore, these have the halachic status that you're considering them enclosed if they're less than a base sign that you can carry within them. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and then the next part that the Mechaber is going to say, Omasha Kosov, Hilkachilim v'chule, Kavanaso Omasha Yisiyin l'besof, Avayosim v'yisasayim v'chule, that's going to go on the next statement that the Mechaber is going to make. So we'll see that in a moment inside. In any event, the Mechaber continues over here and he says, it is considered a mechitza, letaltel masha besocha, you can carry within this enclosed area as long as it's not greater than the base of Sion. Aval eino mechitza, lasos masha besocha, mukof ladira. It doesn't count as being mukof ladira in muyosim base of Sion, and therefore you can't use this area over here in the same way that you can't use a karpov. Therefore, the Mechaber tells us, hilkach, Elon, if you have a tree, Sha'anofov yordim lamata, its branches are hanging down. So you sort of say, inside the branches and leaves of the tree, you're underneath them. It's like sort of like a mushroom type of a shape. So you're underneath this area. So you're enclosed, so to say, by these leaves and these branches. So, im einam givoim shloshim in aretz, if they're not less than three tefachim above the ground. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalit, we have the principle, dehevei kilovod la'aretz, if they're within three tefachim of the ground, we consider them as if they're on the ground, and therefore you have valid mechitz over here. And the ikarim b'malkum shebilchubarim l'ilon, and where they attach these branches to the tree, hu gavoa atzorot, it is at least 10 tefachim above the ground, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Hay. Vuadin im ein gevo and asor tefachim b'mokum shebu chumarin leilon. And even if it were attached to the tree, is less than 10 tefachim. Elo shebe emtsa gevo and asor tefachim. But it bows out, it arches out. So at some point, it is above 10 tefachim. Shasuy kekeshes, it's made like a bow. So then ach bein kach ubein kach. In both situations, as long as tzorich lios gam kein rochav arbo tefachim b'mokum shegvo masor tefachim. As long as there is an area that's wide, 4 tefachim above the 10 tefachim, so then the murachav avar tefachim rak b'mokum namuch mizeh, because if it's only 4 tefachim, if it's less than 10 tefachim, then hevelei k'karmelis, it wouldn't be a rishus hayachid over here, it would function as a karmelis. So in any event, the mechaber is telling us over here, as long as you have this area that's 4 tefachim wide, that's above 10 tefachim, so then choshuv mechitza, it does function as a working mechitza, and you can carry underneath this entire area. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav, even carry in the places where these branches are less than 10 tefachim above the ground, because in the area where it's lower than 10 tefachim, there it has a status of being like the holes of a Rishus HaYochid, which, if we pointed out previously, the Chanal, B'Simin, Shin, Mem, Hei, Sif, Dalet, have the halachic status over here of the Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, you're allowed to go and carry within this area. The Mechaber has one more caveat. He says, V'hu, Shiamale ho'avir, Shebein ho'anofim, the Eitzim of Akash. You have to fill in the area over here, the air spaces over here between the branches of the tree, either with wood or bekash, or with straw, the yikshor ha'nofim shelo yinidem haruach, and you have to make sure over here that as well that it won't blow in the wind. They have to be sturdily attached to each other, because otherwise you don't have a mechitza. Because he says shekol mechitza she'eno yechol lamod beruach metzuya eino mechitza, because if you have a mechitza that can't withstand a regular wind in that area, it would be blown down or it would move more than three tefachim, so then it's not considered halachically a valid mechitza. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, Hainu, the ayidei hamiloi mischazek hamechitza, by filling in the area over here, you're strengthening this mechitza, shlo tisnadneid ayidei haruch, it won't be able to blow via the wind. And therefore, and you have to have it attached to the ground over here in this, for this to be able to work, to be sturdy enough in this situation. The issue footnote number one brings down, he says that it's mashma over here, shem ein hamachitza nada ela ma'at. If the mechitza will only move a little bit in the wind, so then eino nifselis. It has to move more than three tefachim in order for it to be able to not to be able to be considered a mechitza. And this is also brought down the Aruch HaShulchan, shedavka nidnud chazak. If only you have a strong movement over here, ki anfihali lanos, shemisnadnim heina v'heina, if the branches of the tree move back and forth below hefsek, then in this situation, posa lesa mechitza. Aval in choshim lenidun mu'at, but if it's just moving a little bit, that's not significant. In the third paragraph over here in the issue foot number one, he brings down, what about you have some sort of a cloth mechitz over here, yurios. So Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Rei Shlamid in Hilchos Sukkah brings down, she'ein nachon hadover lasos mechitzos miyurios. This is a very important question. Can you make these canvas or cloth types of walls around the sukkah? So he says, unless you have kanim over there, unless you have reeds or some sort of backbone to it, so then unless they're really tied very tightly, you're going to have it moving in the wind. They're going to move over here without your knowledge, and you're not going to realize that they've moved, and therefore it's not really considered a good wall. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down, the same thing applies on Shabbos. However, the Tosefah Shabbos disagrees with him in regards to Shabbos, because Shabbos is a 24-hour period of time. You can watch it, as opposed to a sukkah, which is a whole week. You may not be able to watch it so well. Therefore, the same rules don't apply. Chavetz Chaim continues in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul She'eni Yechol Lamod by saying that Afilu Osa Osa Bebayis, if a person were to make it into his house, where there is no wind, it still wouldn't be good if it in an area where there is a wind, it wouldn't be able to withstand this. And this brought down the name of Tosefta Shabbos. However, Dirshu footnote number 5 brings down that the Chazon Ish disagrees with this. And he says, the bottom line is, you just don't want the mechitza to move. So if you have it in a place where there is no wind, the mechitza won't move. It's not a din that it has to be a certain level of sturdiness, it just can't move. So therefore, the Chazon Ish says, if you'd have it in your house where there is no wind, then it would not be a problem if it would not be able to withstand in that area if there was a wind, but right now there is no wind, and there can't be a wind over here, therefore, Chazon Ish says this would be a valid mechitza. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'davko ad beis sosayim. This is true if this area is less than a beis sosayim. Avo yosem beis sosayim, lo. But if it's more than a beis sosayim, this doesn't apply. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, Kigon shayo anof of arukim od, if the tree is so long that the branches are so long, o shayo harbi ilonu smuchim zelazel, or there are many, many trees comprising this area, so the whole area is more than a beis sosayim. So if you have more than a beis sosayim, it's not considered mukaf ladira, and therefore you can't carry within it. And he says, afilu netolakach, even if it was originally planted over here for this purpose, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tes, lehis tofe, Bitzilo, to use it as an area to hang out in the shade over there. Nevertheless, kivon she'eno osu l'dur besocho, it's not made for dira purposes, elus tofeif bitzilo, but just to go and be protected by the shade, lishmor asados, to protect the field, that's not considered mukof l'dira, and in this situation, you would not be allowed to go and use this, as you can't use any area that's greater than a base society. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud does give a caveat again. He says, "V'imile hakash l'shem dira mamish." But if you filled in the area in between the tree over here with kash, and that's showing that you're doing it for therefore dwelling purposes, afilu no ta ilon l'kach, even if the trees weren't originally planted for dwelling purposes, so imrov hadofim in hakash, if the majority over here is actually made up of the straw, then it is considered heavy mukof l'dira, and therefore he brings down the name of Magen Avraham and Shaar Achronim, that this would be acceptable. And he says as well, look in the Tosefta Shabbos for further dinim about this. The issue footnote number 2 gives additional caveats in regards to this din Ayin Shom. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, tail, you have a mound over here, Shegavoa Chamisha. It's only 5 tfachim tall, so that in and of itself would not be considered a mechitza. V'hishlim oli asara, but you go build it up further, not by pounding more dirt there, but by putting up a wall on top of this mound. She'asa olav mechitza gavoa chamisha, you made a wall on top of this. So when you look at it from all the way from the bottom of the ground, you have the 5 tefach tail over here, this mound, and then you have a wall on top of it, another 5 tefachim. So in this situation, what you have over here is a total of 10 tefachim. So this is chashuva mechitza. This is considered a valid mechitza, lataltel, ulecholdover, for carrying purposes and for any other purposes as well. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph that we're talking here that it's 5 tefachim, tefachim in Aretz. V'hu adin, the same thing would apply if it wasn't going up, but if it was going down. V'hu adin chorutz, if you have over here a ditch, Sha'amok kamisha tvachim, that is into the ground 5 tvachim, and now you make on its lip, also called svase charetz mechitza gova chamisha, and you make another mechitza on the top of here, so the total of the 5 of the ditch and the 5 of the mechitza is a total of 10 tvachim, so you can combine the two, whether it's a tail, the mound, plus the mechitza 5, or it's a ditch plus the mechitza 5, mitzdarfin, they combine, lechoshev mechitza shalasar tvachim. You have, in fact, over here a mechitza of 10 tvachim. Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishbur says, she'asa lov, you put the mechitza on the edge of it over here, hainu asfas hatel, you put it on the edge of this mound over here. And if you look in the Shaar Tzion Ozayin, he tells you to go look in the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha over here says, as long as it's within 3 tefachim of the edge of the tail over here, of the mound, that you can, in this situation, combine the two. However, if it's more than that, he says, it seems that you wouldn't be allowed to go and combine it in that situation. It's too far away. But he has a further discussion, in the rest of this Bir Halacha. Mishnah Berurah continues and says in Sivkot Yud Gimel, Shemitztarev gova hatel la'mechitza l'hashla masar tvachim. As I pointed out, you can combine over here the height of the mound with the height of the mechitza to make the total of 10 tvachim, and therefore, Sivkot Yud Dalet, you'll have to carry within Syria. The soch ha'mechitzos mechshav kirushos ha'yochid, because everything enclosed within this area is considered rishos ha'yochid gomor. Shehei mutra l'talta b'sochin, you can carry within it, as well as you can do l'chol davar in regards to other halachos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Tetzvav says, Hainu gam le'inyin this would separate between 2 yards. As we'll learn that over there. So this is a valid mechitza for that as well. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Mechitza ha'omedes me'alea. If you have a mechitza that came into being, so to say, on its own, it wasn't created by a man. The hainu shelo nasis l'shem mechitza. It wasn't made for mechitza purposes, but now you have, in fact, a structure over there. Kishera. This is a valid mechitza. As the Mishnah explains in Sifkot and Tezayin, la'apilu lo samcho alea me'erev Shabbos. Even if you didn't, in fact, put it up on Erev Shabbos, it still would be good. Now, I pointed out before, it's something that's not man-made. It could be man-made as well, as we'll see now over here. And the Mechaber continues and he says, a mechitza that is made on Shabbos, mechitza shenasis b'Shabbos k'sherah, is also considered good. Under what circumstances? So he explains in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Zayin, afilu lo nasis gamkin l'shem mechitza. Even if its intention wasn't to make it as a mechitza, it still can function as a mechitza over here. What are we talking about? Bahani mili shenasis b'Shabbos b'shogeg, when it was made by a human being on Shabbos by accident. What does it mean b'shogeg, by accident? Hainu, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yud Ches, shlo yoda shayom Shabbos. The person forgot, for example, that it was Shabbos. Or alternately, or he didn't realize that he was doing a malacha over here. And therefore, in this situation, the person is not punished. He has no knas over here that doesn't allow him to take advantage of this mechitza. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, but if Reuven tells Shimon, you make the mechitza over here, or if he sees that Shimon is making a mechitza anyway, and he'll benefit from it that he can carry with him in it, nevertheless, Reuven is not allowed to go benefit from this, even though Shimon did it by accident, because he could have stopped it, and for him it's considered mezid. And if you make a mechitza in mezid, as we'll see in a moment, you can't go and carry within it. As the Mechaber continues and he says, because b'mezid, abo b'mezid, have your mechitza l'hachmir. We only take it for the worst case scenario, and we consider it a mezid over here, l'chayev hazorik mishus harab m'socha. Until now, it was not considered a rishus hayachid, but now that you enclosed it, so we punish you, and in regards to rishus hayachid, for carrying purposes, we do make it into rishus hayachid, that you now threw something from rishus harab into it to make you chayev. However, we don't allow you the leniency of a lola hot here, letalto besocha, but we don't allow you to go and carry within this area. It's not considered rishus hayochid in that respect. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Yotes, Avalola hatir mishum knas. This is a penalty. The osur gam lechol odom letaltal yadei zoha mechitza bosa Shabbos. And likewise, other Jewish people can benefit from this on Shabbos as well. The issue footnote number 8 brings down if a non-Jewish person made a mechitza on Shabbos, so the Shara Tzion in Simen Tof Gimel, in Sifkot and Gimel, will tell us over there, Shafilu also b'mezit, even if the non-Jewish person did it b'mezit, is considered like a Jewish person did it b'shogeg, and this mechitza is a valid mechitza. Likewise, Dirshu footnote number 10 tells us, V'im ein hanoch v'yochol esakin el ayde molocha sh'asurim ederaisa. If a mechitza fell down, and the only way that the non-Jewish person can fix it on Shabbos, if the non-Jewish person does what for a yid would be an issur deraisa, so the Mishnah Berurah in Simen, Reish Ayin Vav, tells us, Shemutar, in this situation, you're allowed to tell the non-Jewish person, lomolol esakin afilu bofen zeh. You can tell him even to do what would for you be an issur deraisa, to tell the non-Jewish person to fix the mechitza on Shabbos that fell down, because this is Mokum Mitzvah Shel Rabbi. Because everybody in town, for example, thinks the mechitza is up, and if it really fell down, you're allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to put it up for you, even if the non-Jewish person would have to do what would be an issur deraisa for you. However, he brings down for the Bir Halacha Mikol Makom, it's the name of the Matzah Shekel. If you can fix it in a way that you're only doing an issur derabbanan, making a bow, rather than making, for example, a full mat, mutar la'asos b'Shabbos, that would be preferable to do this on Shabbos in this situation, matov, how much better that would be. In fact, this will be discussed more in the Mechaber tomorrow, but this is a good breakpoint, so we'll stop today's shiur over here.